This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. He is long gone. Paulie, you have... You have left the Masters on above him, and it's just not going to work out for any of us.
Sorry, I'm watching Bernhard Langer practice sand shots.
Yeah.
So we had this TV on all morning, and it's a Samsung TV, and it was set to, like, the Samsung TV app with these weird, weird channels and weird shows that were going on. Like, what the hell are we watching? So I wanted to flip it over. MLB Network was, like, blacked out. There was nothing there, so I just flipped it over to ESPN. They were in a commercial break. I didn't know they had the Masters on.
Andy North?
Well, I mean, look, I love it, too. I would sit and watch it all day. I love it. You got to change it. You just have to change it.
We got Justin Rose chipping live here on the fifth hole. No, he's 8 under. No. He's your leader.
Just turn it off entirely. Turn it off entirely.
And apparently he's going to make a bogey there because he's fallen to 7 under par.
I'm going to make you watch pre-draft NFL Network.
No. When's the draft coming again?
End of the month.
2 weeks.
End of the month. All right. We have our annual Ben Mocks the Draft. Instead of the mock draft, we do Ben Mocks the Draft.
Or is it a biannual? No.
Don't do this. Do not do this. I'm begging you. It gives me the worst tired head of all time.
It's all people are talking about.
The chat has gone insane. It's when the Masters is on, it sucks you in, right? The beautiful sky and the green. It's just perfectly manicured.
Transfixing.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's absolutely right. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and Masters lover. Somebody, Juan in the chat says, I wonder if Woodsy ever put his high E string on his Gibson, or is he still letting his expensive guitar collect dust? I think you know the answer, Juan. Still sitting there. I play my other acoustic guitar, my baby Taylor. It's just a tiny little Taylor. That's what I've been playing every night with the kids. We try to jam every night a little bit, play some songs and sing. And, my wife hates it. But
how bohemian of you.
No, it's just I want them to play an instrument. It's very important to me that both my children know how to play an instrument.
So, do you care what instrument?
No.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I really don't. I honestly,
Bo wants to learn the accordion.
Have a ball.
Really?
I love it, man. I love it. Honestly, like if he wanted to play the flute, I would not care. I'd be like,
flute's cool.
Be a flautist. You know, do whatever. As long as he is learning how to play something or sing. You know, they both love to sing. So one of those things I want them to do. So we jam every single night. You know, I can't play a lot of stuff, so I just typically play like Oasis songs because I can play almost all of those. So, like, he can play whatever he wants. Taylor can play whatever he wants. Taylor's been going to School of Rock. He goes about half the time, you know, Mondays is when his classes, some days he's in, some days he's out. But he goes in and plays a bunch of different instruments, and it's important to us, that they learn how to do that. I would love if they would play piano. That's my dream. Actually, because if you can play the piano, you can play
You have a piano?
No, we have a keyboard.
Okay.
So we've got a keyboard for him.
But then you'd have to really buy a piano.
No,
I'll sell you my piano.
I don't want your piano.
It doesn't really do much in our house anymore.
No. Did anybody learn? You know a little bit. You know a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not really. No.
It's just, I did
about three drum lessons when I was like nine and then gave up. Tried to teach myself the guitar, gave up.
I took a bass lesson, one, and I hated it. So much. The big thick strings. I was like, I don't want this. And then
it looks classy to have a piano in your home.
It like does. But it's eyewash.
Civilized people. But yeah. If no one can play it, it's kind of a dumb thing to have, taking up space.
It takes up a lot of space.
Yeah.
And if you're not using it, it is just eyewash. And it, like if people walk in your home, they're like, oh, play me something, Ben. You're like, all right, here comes, what do you know? You know the one song.
Joy to the World.
That's right. Did we do video of you playing that sometime? I think we did.
Extravaganza. I played it on Bobby Cressy's
keyboard. That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. I mean, think about Bobby Cressy. Sits down at a piano, opens up a piece of music, can play anything at all. And that to me is just so, it's so good for the brain. You know, it's a different side of the brain that they work. So
I had a buddy in high school. He'd play his guitar and like somebody would be like, oh, can you play this song? He's like, let me see. Play it on your phone.
It's insane.
Like, he goes, okay, okay, got it. He's like, okay, working on it. And then he's got it.
Got it.
And
it's
I'm like, how? That's another level I will never know.
Yeah, it's so good. I can't do that. I have to look up the chords and everything else. I can do a little bit, but I have to.
Do you read music?
No, all I can read is chords, and I can read. It's called tablature. And I can read a little bit of tablature, which is it's basically like a guitar, and they have your fingers on the right strings. For like riffs and stuff.
Every good boy does fine. The five lines are E, G, B, D, and F. And then the middle is face.
Yep.
F, A, C, and E.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But
I had an acoustic guitar and I would literally like watch YouTube videos, like the basics, the chords and all that. And then I would just be like, how to play this song, you know, Hotel California. It's like down, down, up, 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 down or whatever. And trying to just get the feel for it, and then it hurt my fingers and I gave up.
It does hurt your fingers. You do have to
do you ever play the Guitar Hero, the
no
video game?
No.
Yeah.
I mean I have played it, but I don't play it.
Rock Band.
It's just hard. It's a very hard instrument to learn. I don't move really past the third fret very much. I can't play really any licks. I'm strictly rhythm. I don't like to make it play or
cry
or sing. There you go. So yeah, I'm just trying to keep that vibe going in the house.
You got a daytime job though. You're doing all right.
That's right. That's right. hope you guys got that reference out there.
Anyone who did loved it. Otherwise, right over most people's.
They're still talking about biweekly and bimonthly. It's gonna make me insane. It's the topic is off the table. We're done. Squash it. Don't ever bring it up again.
Hey, it's Friday. Ask us anything
except for that.
Because we still don't know.
I did get a tweet. You know, I said yesterday I wanted to dish out more advice on this program.
And that's right.
We need to figure out a way to funnel these, right? Like, hey, we have an email. I'm sure we're going to get some nasty emails. Paulie's going to have to weed through them. I don't want to see them. But if you have advice, you know, if you need advice on something, we got one this morning on Twitter. From Monty, he says, I need advice from experienced first pitch throwers. I was invited to throw out the first pitch at a local college game this weekend. I'm no stranger to throwing a baseball, but I'm a little domed out by it. Any tips for me so I can avoid embarrassing myself? I just said, deep breath, tunnel vision, four-seam grip, and let it eat.
I would say the only guaranteed strategy to avoid embarrassment is to decline the invitation.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're potentially risking. Now, college game, probably you're not going to have too many people in the stands. They may not be filming it, you know, like they do with the big league ones. So you can rest assured that some of the pressure is off. It's not going to be on Sports. And even if you 50 cented it, probably not going to end up on Sports Center. So you can kind of take a deep breath, and I would say throw it a little higher than you think, that this is someone who bounced his to Johnny Brito. I wish I had just aimed a little higher. My last thought before I threw the pitch was don't throw it over his head.
Yeah.
Which, of course, led me to bounce it short.
Again, I'll die on the hill that Johnny Brito probably could have made a better play on yours. He did.
Yeah.
He did give up on it a little early.
It was a pretty easy pick, I thought.
I thought so too, and he kind of muffed it. So yeah.
Much worse than it was.
He absolutely made it worse. Of course,
the baseball gods have cursed him ever since.
Correct. He's down in the minor leagues. Yeah,
he's injured.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're talking about. You know. Also, you can ask us for other advice too.
My favorite part of us throwing out the first pitch last year was after the pitch, when you're supposed to meet with whoever catches your throw.
Yeah.
And Ben didn't do that. He just started
walking off. Well, we had to take a picture. I shook Johnny Brito's hand, and then I walked right off the field.
We were supposed to take a picture with, and it just ended up being
me
and Woods. And you heard our friend Presley, who worked on the Pod Squad, screaming,
"Ben!
Yes, Ben!
Could have been anyone she was talking to. There's a lot of Bens.
There's a lot of Bens there.
Like, hey, Dylan Cease is ready to run out to the mound. You have to get off the field.
Get off the field.
There's two Bens in the Padres dugout. There's Ben Frazier. There's all kinds of Bens there.
Oh, there it is. So I just watched him on our video that we're showing. He walks right away, and they're like, wait, we got to take this picture. And
they
like,
also,
right, we so don't have any time.
He slaps five. Hey, nice play.
Yep.
And then that's it.
They did seem like they wanted to get us on and off as quick as possible.
They did, but
I had
take
that
the
in
photo.
My head. I didn't know there was a photo.
God, that was nerve-wracking. I forgot about that entirely. Ben! Please! Yeah.
Ben!
As you... You just want to be done with the whole. We had to stand out there and stew for like an hour and a half. And people are waving. Hey, okay. Hell yeah, don't bounce it, boys. You're like, oh God. It's a blackout. That's right. You fully black out when you're on the mound.
Oh, yeah.
I've thrown a million baseballs in my life, you know? And you just black out, dude. One more time with the Ben. I had forgotten about that entirely.
Ben!
Gator Potter says it could be your ringtone for when I call.
Ben! Oh, it's
Ben!
Gator, I don't call. Rarely.
Text. It says, didn't Ben bounce it? We just said.
I bounced it.
But I feel like he could have made a play on it.
I pushed kind of through it a little bit. Just didn't want to go over his head.
Baba booey.
There's nothing you can do. My thought is, if you go way over his head, there's nothing you can do about it. But if you do throw it a little bit low, he's a big leaguer.
He's going to be able to pick it.
And he boxed it so badly.
It trickled away.
It like rolled away. I mean, the runners all advanced 90 feet. It was so much worse than it could have been.
I bounced it.
Embarrassing.
I bounced it. The Ben. I forgot all about
ready
that.
Don't make this the Make Ben Cry segment at 8 o'clock every day, please.
All right, at 8:15, we make Ben cry again.
Let's not do that again. Please, I don't want to do it again.
Ben
and Woods.
Stop.
Woods and Paul make Ben cry again.
8:07 every morning on 97.3 The Fan.
So legendary. Again, I've told you over and over. That was a Johnny Brito mistake.
Thank you.
One of many, by the way, from Johnny Brito. Okay? You can do a lot worse than that. But your pitch was on target. It was on target.
Now, you had Higashioka.
I had
the actual catcher.
The catcher.
And I had Azokar.
Yeah.
Also,
Sugar.
Catch a ball.
Yeah.
Catch a ball one time.
Yeah. Johnny Brito, pitcher, doesn't have to catch the ball a ton.
It's true.
Not used to that.
That's true. I thought you did great.
Thanks.
He could have saved you on that. A good teammate will pick you up on that one.
I thought so.
Yeah. It was not a bad throw. It was on target. You did not sail it. You didn't. I mean, it was kind of over the plate ish.
You might have gotten a swing.
You might have gotten a swing. Nasty, dude. Your IVB was just on fire there. The spin axis and all that. And you pronated and everything. It was great.
All right. We didn't do the. I was supposed to go through some of the baseball. It was a pretty limited day yesterday in Major League Baseball. I told you the Rockies did win to build a little momentum coming into this series. Red Sox won on an infield dribbler by Trevor Story in the 10th inning over the Blue Jays 4-3. Ty France homered for the. He's on the Minnesota Twins now, but they lost again. 3-2 to the Royals. We had a late night game on the East Coast.
More like an early morning game.
Rain delay didn't end until after midnight, but Atlanta won their first series of the season. They got a walk-off as well in extra innings as they beat the Philadelphia Phillies to take 2 out of 3. And one of the surprise teams in baseball so far this year, Woods.
No question.
The Los Angeles Angels.
I am blown away by the 8-4 Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, they blew out the Rays 11-1.
It's amazing.
An 8-run fifth inning that included 2 home runs by Joe Adell in the same inning. Mike Trout and Taylor Ward also hit 2 home runs, one of them each in the fifth inning. So they had 4 home runs in the fifth inning, 8 runs on their way to an 11-1 win. Joe Adell, Paulie, is the first Angel to hit 2 home runs in an inning since Kendrys Morales.
Morales with a home run. Vladimir Guerrero had key hits along.
I don't know if that was the game he was talking about, but
and the Angels batting order. wore out the
Tampa Bay Rays last night.
Rays pitching staff.
They wore out the Rays pitching staff, and Adell with 2 home runs in an inning, and they're off to a good start. I saw. I forget who it was, but like a real MLB Network analyst said, he thinks the Angels are going to be the surprise team this year and might even sneak out a wild card spot or a playoff spot in the American League.
I mean, this is way too early prediction. My
early,
God, this is like
early.
Insane. Like Mike Trout's still healthy. That's how you know that the Angels are going to be in it. And it just like that's what you want. You want him to stay healthy for that team, and if he doesn't. But guys, they've played 12 games. Like I, it's so hard for me to look at an 8-4 team and go, "You guys are on the right track to winning a wild card and a playoff series and all that." It's just there's so much time left, and health has been such an issue for them.
Speaking of health, Spencer Strider close to returning for Atlanta had 13 strikeouts.
Dude, didn't he have like 10 in a row or 9 in a row?
I saw he pitched 5 1/3, which means. It's almost like I think he only didn't strike out 3 batters. Gave up a run and two hits as well, but it looks like the Braves are going to get Strider back after his long-term.
2 strikeouts in inning. Is that semi-inning?
Semi-inning. And then tonight, some of the NL West games, in addition to the Padres-Rockies, the Dodgers are hosting the Cubs to start a weekend series. The Giants are going to Yankee Stadium in New York to take on the Bronx Bombers, and the D-backs welcome the Brewers to Chase Field in Arizona. So that's what's on tap for this weekend in the NL West, looking a little bit ahead at your baseball schedule. We need a contestant for Take on Woods. That's what we do at 8:20. Coming up in our next segment, if you'd like to challenge Woods and perhaps qualify for our concert tickets and trip to Las Vegas, call us now at 833-288-0973. We'll pick a contestant, play our 5-question musical trivia challenge when we come back with more Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, let me tell you about all the incredible deals going on down at Sedano Ford in La Mesa right now. I've been telling you about Sedano Ford a long time. Love the Ford brand. It has been in my family since I was a little kid. My grandfather worked at the Ford plant in Detroit. We have always driven Fords. Check it out for yourself. If you're in the market for a new car or truck, they will take good care of you. Manny Sedano is a phenomenal guy, veteran, local-owned dealership. Got great, great deals. And for a limited time, they're opening up the vault with employee pricing to everyone. So you don't have to work there to save like they do, right? So pretty cool. They got the brand new 2025 Ford Maverick, just $219 a month. And that is a really, really good deal on a pretty amazing truck. I'm seeing it all around my neighborhood, too. Efficient, versatile, totally built for everything you need from your weekday grind to the last-minute road trips that you guys want to take. You'll love how it handles, fits your lifestyle. Check it out today. Go see the team at Manny Sedano Ford in La Mesa, or go online, look at their inventory at SedanoFord.com. One-stop shop for spring savings, fresh rides, and that new car feeling. Check out SedanoFord.com for complete details.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Unsaturated fats in our chances. Woods, you inspired me. Is we now have Make It Mondays, where we spend at least 30 minutes making something. Arts, music, crochet with the kids. Good parenting.
I like that.
Good work. All right, we got Josh Stein coming up on a Friar Friday, assistant general manager for the Padres in about 10 minutes. So let's get right to it. It is time to play our game of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. I got full phone lines again. Let's go. Line 3. Who's this, caller?
Are you there?
Anybody home?
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Nick.
Hi, Nick. Were you calling in for Take on Woods? Just on any chance? Oh, good. Perfect. Because you're the contestant. So here we go.
All right.
You get a chance to battle Woods. 5 questions of musical trivia. If you beat or tie him, put you into our grand prize drawing for the trip to Las Vegas. 2 tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. Plus 2-night stay at the MGM Grand and a $150 gift card. Get your tickets for all 3 shows now at Ticketmaster.com. Here are your categories today. Did I not send the 3rd category? I think I might not have. All right, that's a problem. All right, we've got 2 categories for you right now. 7th inning stretch. Those are baseball teams in each answer, bands and artist names and song titles. And then Curious George, 5 musical artists with George somewhere in their name. And then I can also send Pauly. Let me do a quick one here. Let's do 1980s duets. That is a song category that, of course, has
duets
from the
1980s.
Pauly, I'm sending that one to you right now. All right, okay. Those are your 3 categories. We got 7th inning stretch, Curious George, and 1980s duets. Nick, what would you like to play?
Let's do the 7th inning stretch.
All right, we finally get to it. Tier 1 Scott came up with this category for you. All questions feature 5 musical answers that contain the name of a Major League Baseball team somewhere in the answer. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know one, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's the 2-second song. Pauly's queuing it up. You need to give me the song title and the artist to score that point. So, Nick, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music in the category 7th inning stretch. Good luck, Nick. Let's take on Woods.
Eye of the Tiger.
Bye.
Come back to it.
All right. Which chart-topping song did Lord say was inspired by a 1976 National Geographic picture of George Brett signing autographs?
Pass.
Which rock supergroup's highest charting hit was 1990's High Enough?
Pass.
Which quirky musical duo is best known for songs like Birdhouse in Your Soul and Don't Let Start?
Pass.
The soundtrack to which Marvel movie created new fans of old songs like Redbone's Come and Get Your Love and Blue Swede's Hooked on a Feeling?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct. Can you get the 2-second song band name? It's Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. You knew the song title, too. You did get Guardians of the Galaxy, and this is a tough category that Scott came up with, but Royals is the Lord song. Damn Yankees is the rock supergroup, and They Might Be Giants is the musical duo. So just the 1 point, but hang on the line, Nick. We'll see. It's happened before. It could happen again. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods doesn't get the category. Wonder if he'll figure this one out. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Nick.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor?
Correct. Which chart-topping song did Lord say was inspired by a 1976 National Geographic picture of George Brett signing
Royals?
Autographs? Correct. Which rock supergroup's highest charting hit was 1990's High Enough?
Damn Yankees.
Correct. Which quirky musical duo is best known for songs like Birdhouse in Your Soul and Don't Let's Start?
Pass.
The soundtrack to which Marvel movie created new fans of old songs like Redbone's Come and Get Your Love and Blue Swede's Hooked on a Feeling.
Read it again.
The soundtrack to which Marvel movie created new fans of old school songs like Redbone's Come and Get Your Love and Blue Swede's...
Black Panther?
Incorrect. Which quirky musical duo is best known for songs like Birdhouse in Your Soul and Don't Let Start?
Don't Let Start.
Don't Let Start.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
You still won by a 3-1 score.
What the hell?
7th inning stretch. Tier 1 Scott came up with this one. We got Tigers, Royals, Yankees, Giants. They Might Be Giants.
Oh.
And Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
You had Major League Baseball team names and all the answers there. But you did win today. Nick, thank you for playing, but not quite good enough today against Woodsy. So we'll take a timeout. We'll come back on a Friar Friday. The assistant general manager of the San Diego Padres, Josh Stein, is going to be with us coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, yes. Looking forward to talking to Josh Stein, but looking forward to telling you first about EcoWater and all the good that it can do for not only you and how good it tastes, but your home as well. You ever think about what's flowing through your pipes? We had to replace the shower head after we got the EcoWater system because it had gotten all green. And so then we got the EcoWater system, got the new one in there. It is, looks like it came out of the box. It's amazing. Hard water isn't just hard on your skin. It's wrecking your plumbing, appliances, water heater if you ignore it. How about a whole home repipe? Could run you about $24,000. Just one of the many benefits of getting the EcoWater SoCal system in your home. Keeping water soft since 1925. Nobody does it better. You will never find better tasting water. Clean water also deserves clean air. EcoWater SoCal has state-of-the-art air purification. Removes 99.99% of pollutants. We've got pure water, fresh air, and a very happy family, all thanks to EcoWater SoCal. Get free in-home water tests today. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water for just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338. 760-350-3338. Or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
It is a Friar Friday. Padres are back in town hosting the Colorado Rockies tonight at Petco Park. Mike Schild will join us next week, but we got a front office report for you this morning and very excited to welcome back to the Ben and Woods program the assistant general manager of the San Diego Padres. He's been with the organization for 20 years, been an assistant GM since even before A.J. Preller was general manager, so he knows where all the skeletons are buried at Petco Park. Josh Stein is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Josh, good to talk to you again this morning.
Yeah, great to be on. Great to talk to you guys. And, I'm not sure where those skeletons are, but
allegedly.
There might be a couple of them.
Allegedly. I got a text this morning. I'm going to keep it private. He said, hey, make sure you ask, and before we get to the hard-hitting stuff, he said, make sure you ask Steiner about his hat size. And I said, really? And he said, let's put it this way. You thought Bruce Bochy got the biggest hat? He said they don't make hats big enough for Steiner. That's why you've never seen him in a hat. What are we talking here? We talking like nine?
That's some, you got some inside information.
I
right
did.
There. So yeah, the Stein heads are they're kind of somewhat
legendary.
Mine is not that big. I think I'm in the upper sevens.
Okay,
like
that's normal. That's
seven
normal.
7'8". But yeah, I do have a father with a very large head that. That's been somewhat of a legend. He's in the upper eight, so upper, even bigger than our former manager Bruce Bochy.
Wow, upper eight is huge. That is a big dome. Because I was like, I've hung out with Josh before.
Yeah, it's fairly normal looking. Yeah.
Normal to me.
Bruce Bochy, you noticed the head. You did notice the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Dr. Marty Stein, larger,
impressive
than Bruce Bochy.
That's impressive. Amazing. All right. I want to start because, first of all, congratulations on the Jackson Merrill contract extension for the front office. It's being heralded around baseball as a great team friendly deal. We'll see how it plays out, obviously, but fans are excited that Jackson going to be here for the long haul, like so many of your key players. But what struck me actually was at the news conference where AJ Preller introduced the contract and had Jackson Merrill up there. And AJ's done this before. He had to thank so many people, in the organization. Nick Ennis, scouts who had been working on this process for a long time. AJ just, he knows everybody. Does that make it, like, working for AJ, knowing how much he seems to really appreciate everybody in the organization, is that one of his real strengths?
Yeah, I think without question. I mean, anyone that's worked for AJ, I think knows just how much he values, all the different aspects of a baseball operation, whether it's, the scouts out, pounding the pavement, looking for the next player, the coaches, the trainers, strength and conditioning coaches, and really from top to bottom. And, AJ's brand and the way he leads and manages is really to involve, a lot of people, in his process and in his decision making. So, You know, there's a lot of conversations whenever decisions like an extension, you know, for a young player, you know, is considered and contemplated, and it's certainly not one that's made in a short amount of time. And, you know, so yeah, like a contract extension for Jackson Merrill or a player of that, you know, caliber is one that, you know, requires a lot of people, a lot of insight. And it really is a big win, you know, organizationally for, you know, top to bottom. And I think, you know, my hunch and sense is when AJ is up there, you know, just recounting, you know, the day that we first laid eyes on Jackson as an organization, the scouts that were there, the coaches that, you know, put a lot into his development, you know, to ultimately those that were involved in negotiating a contract. It is that, you know, entire organizational effort. And yeah, people definitely feel a part of it.
Talking to Josh Stein, assistant general manager of the Padres here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Josh, I think you could do a great service to the city of San Diego and put everyone's mind at ease and let everybody know that, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. feeling great, back in the lineup tonight. Jake Cronenworth feeling great, back in the lineup tonight. Now, AJ never breaks news on this show. It's kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. You can really
make your own mark.
Yeah, make your mark.
This is under strict orders.
Yeah, step out. I'm gonna toe the line and stick with my boss on that one.
But,
I have not seen the lineup tonight yet, so
right.
not certain. But yeah, both guys I know. You know, I think the off day was important. We'll get in there, you know, here today and really assess where they're both at physically. But I think the good news is at least, you know, heading into the off day, we were optimistic that we'd avoided you know, too much in the way of a major injury. So
good.
Josh, AJ always says, well, really every general manager always says, it takes more than a 26-man roster to be successful. It takes the full 40-man roster, and you guys have already dipped into it, calling up Oscar Gonzalez. Had a nice game, helped you guys win in Sacramento on Wednesday. There are also other guys who had good springs who are there at AAA. Can you give us an update on, you know, Connor Joe, Jonathan Perlaza, Trenton Brooks? I mean, these are guys who could, at some point, you know, help your squad this season on the big league level.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big, you know, obviously, I think it's an area of focus for every team, but, you know, and certainly for us in the last few years has been to try and really, you know, ensure that we've got as much depth as possible. You know, we know injuries are going to occur. We know, you know, there's going to be underperformance at different points in a major league season. And so, yeah, whether it's, you know, some of the kind of players that are on the 40-man roster, you mentioned, you know, like a Connor Joe is really great depth to have right now. But yeah, Pete DeYoung and the pro scouting department go out and really identify a lot of six-year free agents. And you mentioned a couple in Perlaza and Trenton Brooks. I think we were pleasantly surprised that that Eggie Rosario cleared waivers and is still in the organization. So we feel very good about kind of the depth that we have in AAA. And, you know, they're gonna go out and perform. It's an offensive environment, but you know, I think that it's really more the comfort I think Mike Schilt and the coaches have in calling down to a number of those guys that, you know, performed well in spring training, but also I think you know, really took to heart a lot of what's being preached and taught up and down, you know, our system. So yeah, do feel good about the depth if and when we need to go down and use it.
Josh Stein joins us on Ben and Woods this morning. I don't know if you've had a chance to. I mean, you're already inside the clubhouse and you're inside baseball, so I don't know that you want to go sit down and watch a full Netflix special about the inner workings of the Boston Red Sox, but maybe you guys did. It's really well done. It's on Netflix. It's called the Clubhouse or Inside the Clubhouse. It's really, really good. But it's gotten a lot of people talking, seeing, you know, hey, this is how we attack hitters and this is how we're developing our young pitching. Have you guys ever been approached to do anything like that, and would you guys ever do something like that?
That's a good question. I've always heard murmurs of discussions about that. I'm not sure if we've ever been kind of formally approached. We have joked about what the scenes would be. It'd basically be, you know, AJ Preller dribbling a basketball on the phone with
right.
You know, with myself and about 20 others. But yeah, I think that those are interesting shows. I obviously have watched Hard Knocks and I remember when, you know, there's a couple baseball teams that I think, might've been the Giants and the Marlins had a show, back in the day, but I have not seen this one on the Red Sox yet. I know it just came out and a lot of people are talking about it.
You know, it's baseball is such a, from every level, by the way, like not just the big leagues, it's a paranoid culture. I mean, truly like little league.
No
dads.
Offense.
No
Josh.
Offense. I mean, I get it. It's a paranoid culture, and it's like, if I've got an edge and they know about my edge, then I've just lost the edge. And so, I'm surprised at how in depth they got. Would you guys, like, do you feel personally, man, I don't know that I'd want to give away what our pitching coach is, you know, what Ruben's actually saying to, you know, Joe Musgrove and Dylan Cease back there?
I go back and forth. I mean, I think that sometimes I agree with you. I think sometimes these, information's held as if it was, a state secret or
right.
Nuclear codes, and really, it's just, it's basic information. I think that, by and large, I think the best teams, yes, you do have, probably the best or near the best information, but, so much of information, data, is really, I don't want to say it's the same across all 30 teams, but you certainly have all 30 teams investing and looking for edges, with analytics and sports science and information. And I think that, what sometimes gets lost and, is that the best teams really the ones that can apply it, can find ways to get it, whether it's into a decision-making process in the draft, into a, strategy at the major league level, into, coaching, maybe a pitcher's delivery or a hitter's swing. So, that's really where the, I'd say the secret sauce is in the application. And
yeah.
So, to the extent that like these shows maybe show some of that, yeah, that might be giving up something, but the data itself, I they're probably not going to be talking too much about anything new that they've necessarily developed.
Josh is, as a fan, obviously the season started, so we're all in with every game, living and dying. And I know you guys are as well. And if there's any moves you need to make, they get made during the course of the season. But as a front office, like, what's the focus right now? Is it kind of the draft already coming up and, scouting colleges and high schools at this point? Like, as a front office, this time of year, where's the real, focus on at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, this is really, go time for a baseball operation and, I guess by extension, a front office. So, we've got Chris Kemp and our amateur scouting group going full bore. This is really, this is the season. Some of these high school seasons are pretty short in different parts of the country. And then you've obviously got, college baseball in full swing. And we've got, our minor league seasons. All of our full season affiliates are now underway. And then obviously the big league team. So this is probably the, these few months, before the draft are really, kind of where your scope is as wide as it can be in terms of the different areas that you're focused on. Me in particular, I definitely help and assist in a bunch of different areas of the organization, but primarily my focus is on the major league team and the roster and ensuring that that Mike has everything that he needs on a day-to-day basis.
What's the weirdest time that AJ Preller's ever called you?
The weirdest time.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, there he is. right now.
There you go. Yeah.
Like 3 a.m.
I get some morning calls. I mean, the one that we still laugh about is and I think he even talked about it publicly when we made the signing, but we were having a lot of trouble identifying third baseman many years ago, and we were trying to make some trades, and we were just finding that the asking prices to be far too high, and it was definitely somewhere in the 3 to 4 a.m. window, and it was at the winter meetings, and got a phone call, and he said, basically, screw this. Why don't we try and sign Manny Machado?
Yes.
I was a little bit dazed by it, but I think it's a great idea. Let's think about that. And so that was probably one of the more, I'd say interesting times and interesting conversations with AJ.
It's one of those where you might fall back asleep and you wake up and you go, Did he? No. Did I dream that? Did he actually wants us to go outside Manny Machado to play
who's
third base.
Who's going to call Ron Fowler?
Yeah. I mean, who's going to call and ask for that money?
The thing with AJ, though, it's not like a throwaway line. I mean, it wasn't like a one-minute conversation. We actually talked about it at whatever time it was. And woke up and started actually thinking about how we might be able to make it happen.
Boy, did you guys ever make it happen. The rest is history.
As they say. Josh, it sounds like it's a busy time, so we'll let you get back to work. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it, and I'll see you guys down at the ballpark.
All right, buddy.
That was a legendary story. I don't think I had heard that story from AJ, but I don't think he'll get in trouble, hopefully, for telling it. But we can react to that. Got a couple minutes left this hour. We'll do that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm just trying to think of, who else were they looking to try to trade for back then? We can try to trade for, Jorge Polanco or something.
Moustakas.
Why don't we just sign Manny Machado? That would solve all of our problems pretty easily, actually.
Let's just get him. All it takes
is money.
Let's just get him.
Let's just go get him. And they went and they got him.
AJ's told the story, too, about meeting Manny in that restaurant in Miami and bringing in that giant binder of information and sitting there for 6 hours and eating, lunch and dinner, essentially, and drinking coffee and just chopping it up about baseball. And like you said, man, the rest is history. That's great, though. I'm tired. Everybody wants these prospects. They want this. Let's just go get Manny. Crazy.
You were somewhat misled on Josh Stein's hat size.
Yeah,
he's
thanks.
A large head, but not historically large. That's his dad.
Do you know who gave me that info?
You said you were
Chris Foster.
Of course.
Hey. Buddy, you want to be an insider? Why don't you bring some good information? Hey, man, I got a great tip for you. Ask him about his size 12 head.
Biggest noggin you ever seen.
I've met the guy many times. And he
Me too.
Doesn't look like he has an abnormally large
trust
head.
Trust me. Ask him about his hat.
You dumps.
Well, that's the last time we run with anything.
Ever. I'm an idiot for even thinking it was accurate information. If somebody hit him.
I'm going to yell in his backswing.
Should I uninvite him to golf today?
Yell in his backswing, but also hit him in the shin with your putter. Oh, my bad. Right in the shin. Ah, dang it, Paulie. Watch that thing. God. Of course it was false. Hey, make sure you do this. Listen, buddy. You want to be an insider? Bring in. It's like Jeff Passan, giving us the wrong information. Come on, man.
I think you can trust Passan just a little bit more.
I know. I swear to God, dude. I swear. So, drag him up and down the course today. Fart in his backswing for sure. He goes back and just...
Good try on the that Tatis and Cronenworth.
Thank you. I tried.
Info. But, baseball teams, as we've said, very secretive.
I've got this app I can... It's like a blowhorn.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
If Bud Black knew this morning, they know he's listening.
Why do you have that?
In case I need to use it in Foster's backswing. There's a couple other ones.
Josh Stein said, they're probably going to give Tatis another day. Bud Black is completely rethinking his game plan for tonight. Right now, he's got that edge of a few hours to plan.
They know Buddy's listening right now. Buddy's right down the road. Probably
call in, Buddy, 833-288-0973 on your way down to Petco Park this morning.
I've seen Buddy at the Vons in Solana Beach 50 times. He's always at Vons. I guess I am, too.
He's got it. Got a grocery shop, Woods.
Yeah, he comes home from the road. She's like, get to work, dude. Go to the grocery store.
All right, we've got a Rylan Report coming up to kick off our 9 o'clock hour, and then in-season Sammy all ahead with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.